Jekyll and Hyde performance. What was it like to watch it in the first half?
Listen, we kind of started well enough. You know, I suppose Monaghan got that goal and they pulled away, I suppose, a wee bit towards the end of the first half. They opened up a wee bit of a lead. You know, in fairness to them, they attacked well. We maybe struggled in attack. We got turned over a wee bit and they picked us off on the break. But yeah, Camille, they're a slick side. We know that. We play them every single year, whether that's in Championship or in National League. We're well familiar with them. They play a really good brand of football. They showed that there today. But listen, we grappled with it and we wrestled with it, and you know, the hunger and the fight and the desire to keep going towards the very, very end. You know, hopefully if it had went on another wee while, we felt like we could. But listen, we ran out of time. We left ourselves with too much to do, and that's it.
In terms of when they were 1-10 to 4 points up, 9 points in it. What up 9 minutes in the second half? Did you think it was gone?
Being honest, we're in that same situation, I suppose, in Monaghan last year too, in Balbuffet. You know, and that's something we speak about staying in the game, about keep plugging away. We know that we are dangerous. We know that we can get scores, and we know that we can keep them out in the far side. And you know, we showed that there today in the second half. But you know, at this level, you just can't leave yourself with that much to do every day you go out. And fairness to Monaghan, they just had that big lead, and they chipped with it. One or two scores then, still of their own in the second half, where we were trying to recover. So, yeah, listen. We take lessons and learn from that, but we push on now towards next Saturday.
The changes probably did make a significant difference. You know, you came on, obviously, I think you ended up with 6 points. Keila McGonigal came in, Michael Langan came in. You know, those wholesale changes.
It did. I think whether it was the changes or just whether, I suppose, the change in where we're getting scores, we were getting a wee bit more composed. You know, we're taking shots from better positions. We're getting better, you know, just better creation of scores, I think, is what we're doing. In fairness, there were some rugged defending and good turnovers there in the second half too, which I liked, you know. So listen, we push on, and that's what we get ready for next week.
I would say a point in the end, was it nearly as good as a win given the way the first half went?
No, nothing's as good as a win. Nothing needed.
But in terms of performance wise.
No, you want to win. Like any day you go out there, you're going out to win now. So listen, we came up short by a point. Yes, the response was good, but you know, we shouldn't have left ourselves that much to do. But yeah, positive response to the boys. Fought on to the end, and we all fought on to the end.
Well, it must be a kind of confidence booster ahead of next week.
Anytime you keep showing. But I know that we know that's in the grip. You know, I know that's in the grip to keep going. But listen, it's a chance. You only won the game, and that's what you're doing.
You're in fine form yourself.
No, I wouldn't say that now. As I say, it's only a glimpse now. I say the pace of it was in the first two games was tight to get to. So just glad to get minutes, and hopefully now push on a training now on Tuesday, Thursday, and just try and keep pushing now and get as much game time as I can now throughout the league.
Because
you know,
it is a tough league.
It is always a tough league. Division 1 is always tough. You know, we know that. We've been there with it. We've wrestled with it for plenty of years now, and we love it. You know, so we'll have our games at home. And no doubt the big crowd that we got out here in Donegal this evening to come on to Oma was fantastic. And we'll get on the road too, and we'll try and fly that Donegal flag. We're on the road, and we'll try and pick up as many ones as we can. And we also know, and everybody knows around the country, that you know, Championship is very, very quick this year. You know, I think that's what got a lot of us moving early this year, because we know the Championship is very, very quick around the corner.
How are you about that? Do you like that, or would?
It's games, I suppose. You know, the thing that we didn't, I suppose, as players and even as followers and GA followers, all we never liked the big gaps between games where you had your 3-4 weeks between the first round of Ulster to second round. So, you know, that, you know, 2 week gaps and you know, 1 week gaps is a lot better if the body can keep it. So, yeah, I think there's always that move that you could shorten that season a bit more. So, I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard, but it's a challenge. But we always try and embrace a challenge in Donegal, you know.